practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent not only to learn from the Scripture and to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to prepare our hearts to gather together with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church this morning. And truly, I trust and pray that you'll do that. Let's begin the program this morning with a Christmas hymn medley I think will be a blessing to your heart.
Glory to the newborn King.
Peace on earth and mercy mild.
God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful are
Glory to the newborn King. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's not just about Christmas trees and tinsels and decorations and gifts and Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all of those things. It's about the time when we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Glory to the newborn King. And it is my prayer that as you go throughout the Christmas season, that you will keep Jesus Christ in the center of your activities, in the center of your thoughts, in the center of your prayers, simply because this is the time in which we truly want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting it this way, as one of the young ladies of our church said recently, Sarah Stachmus, we were talking about various things as it relates to Christmas, and she said, Jesus Christ is the definition of Christmas. And that's absolutely true. Jesus Christ is the definition of Christmas, and Christmas is all about Him. And so I trust that you'll keep Jesus Christ in the center of your Christmas this year. And we would encourage you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, as we have various things going on that will help us to do that, that is to keep Christ in the center. For instance, coming up this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December the 12th through the 14th, will be our second annual drive-through live nativity. It will take place here in central Pennsylvania, obviously, but in the Highland Park section of our city. It will begin at the Faith Baptist Church and then go up through into the Highland Park section, and you'll be able to see various aspects of the nativity scene portrayed in a very live fashion. You'll begin your journey at the Faith Baptist Church and get a soundtrack and some refreshments, and then proceed through Highland Park. And I would encourage you to come on out and bring the entire family. You'll go through on your automobile. Come out and bring your entire family for a great time of Christmas presentation. If you have any questions about that, give us a call at 814-944-2894. Then on December the 18th, which is a Wednesday night, we're going to be having our Christmas children's program, and we're doing it on Wednesday night this year for various reasons, and so I would invite you to come on out and participate in that. And then normally, as is the case, we will be having our Candlelight Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. We invite you to come out for that as well. And we do it at 6 o'clock so that you can come out and go to church and then have your family time afterwards. So keep those three things in mind. Our walk through Nativity, December 12th through the 14th. Our children's Christmas program on the 18th of December. And then, of course, our Candlelight Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock on Christmas Eve. We'd love to have you come out and participate in one or all of those, as I'm sure it would be a blessing to you and help you to grow in your understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ as it relates to His birth, that we trust will result in you worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. And so if we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can also contact us by email, which is simply fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. Or you can just drop by and visit us. And we would certainly love to have you drop by and visit us. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is at 6 o'clock. But if we can help you here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, particularly during this Christmas time of the year, we would truly love to be able to do that. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do thank you and praise you for the incarnation of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fact that He came down from the glories of heaven to be born in a manger to go to the cross. What a story of love and redemption that is. We give you the praise for it. And Father, it is my prayer that as we go throughout this Christmas season, that all of us who know Christ as our Savior will keep Him in the very central part of our lives, that we might give Him the praise and the adoration that He deserves. I pray also, Lord, that you'll take the program today and use it in the lives of those who are listening. I pray that any who do not know Christ will come to know Christ, and those who do know Christ will be built up in their faith, and that ultimately you'll be glorified through that which transpires at the broadcast, and we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now let's listen to the first Noel. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where the Word of God says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 4, and verses 4 and 5. Now, before I deliver a message entitled "The Prediction of the Lord Jesus Christ's Birth," let's listen to that good old Christmas song that I think is a favorite of so many, "Silent Night."
Oh,
Truly, Jesus Christ is born, and that happened there as we celebrate it during the Christmas season. But it took place there in Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago. And you know, when it comes to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, it didn't just happen haphazardly, as it were, or all of a sudden. It was something that was predicted in the Scripture because it was planned by God in eternity past. And as I read to you the spiritual bread box a few moments ago from Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, that teaches us that God planned the specific time when the Lord Jesus Christ was going to be born. When it says there in Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law," it means that at the end of a period of time that was properly planned and predicted. In other words, God knew exactly when he was going to send his Son Jesus Christ into the world, and he did it in order to provide salvation for the entire world. And so God planned it, but as we study the Scripture, we see that the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was also predicted. In the Old Testament, there are numerous predictions concerning the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the book of Isaiah, we find several of those predictions. One happens to be in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 that was given some 742 years before Christ was born, where we see the Word of God says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." That is the prediction of the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, today we have some liberal translations and some liberal Bible scholars who say that Jesus Christ was not born of a virgin, but just rather of a young lady. But the language of the Scripture supports the concept of a virgin, because the Hebrew word for the word virgin in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 is the word Alma, which can only be translated as virgin, not as a young lady or a young woman, but it's translated as a virgin because that's how the Lord Jesus Christ was born. And over in Matthew chapter 1, when the angel appeared to Joseph to tell him what was going to take place through Mary, we find these words in verses 22 and 23 of Matthew 1. It says, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." The Greek word for virgin there is parthenos, which again can only be translated virgin. And so when you have people today taking away from the virgin birth, you remind them that that's not biblically correct, because in the Word of God, it is predicted that Jesus Christ would be born of a virgin. And that was absolutely necessary, simply because of the fact that the line of sin is passed down through the male gender. And Jesus Christ being born of a female, and of course through Mary, who was a woman, we realize that that sinful line, that sinful chain was not passed down through her, and thus the Lord Jesus Christ was born as a sinless child, the sinless child of God, Jesus Christ the Lord. So the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ was not only predicted, but also the virgin birth of Christ was predicted. Another passage of Scripture in the book of Isaiah that predicted the birth of Christ is Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. This was predicted some 740 years before the time of Christ, where it says this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And what we see in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7 is, first of all, the person of Christ predicted, and secondly, the power of Christ predicted. First of all, we see the person of Christ predicted. And when you look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, you will find five verses that describes the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you read the Hebrew of this particular verse and understand the Hebrew meanings of each one of these descriptions, you can see some great Christology concerning who Jesus Christ is. It says in verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The word child refers to his physical birth. The word son refers to the fact that he is the eternal Son of God. And it goes on to say, "The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful." That word wonderful from the Hebrew is translated distinguished miracle worker. Distinguished miracle worker. And that's who Jesus Christ is. When you read the Gospels, you will find that the Lord Jesus performed at least 37 great miracles according to the record. We would believe that more miracles were conducted by Christ, but he truly was the distinguished miracle worker. Then he is referred to as the Counselor. And that comes from a Hebrew word that means deliberate guide. And what we see in Jesus Christ is a guide towards the truth of Almighty God, particularly as it relates to who God is and the great salvation that he offered. Then it says, "His name shall be called Mighty God." That comes from the Hebrew language, means the one with all power. The one with all power, Jesus Christ, even when he was on the earth, being 100% man, was still 100% God and maintained all the power of God. Then it says, "His name shall be called the Everlasting Father." That comes from a Hebrew word that means the creator of all things. And truly we realize as we study the scripture that Jesus Christ, along with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, was involved in creation. And then finally, it speaks of him as the Prince of Peace. And that comes from the Hebrew language, which means the provider of ultimate peace. And so not only do we see in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the prediction of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it talks about him as the distinguished miracle worker, the deliberate guide, the one with all power, the creator of all things, and the provider of ultimate peace. During this time of the year, we think of the Lord Jesus Christ as being that babe in the manger. But look at that babe in the manger in light of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, the great person that the Lord Jesus Christ is. Then in verse 7 of Isaiah 9, it speaks concerning the power of the Lord Jesus Christ being predicted. It says, "The increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and even forever." What we see in that passage of scripture is the fact that the power of the Lord Jesus Christ will be so powerful, so strong, that it will bring peace on earth. There will never be peace on earth until the Lord Jesus Christ rules and reigns. But when he does come to rule and reign, that peace will prevail. And then not only do we see his power in the sense of peace, but his power will be presented in the sense that what he does will be purposeful, because it tells us there that he will rule with judgment and justice forever. In other words, the Lord Jesus Christ will have a perfect reign during that 1,000-year time on the earth that we call the millennium. We are living in a time when government seems to be a mess, and there's a lack of peace. There's a lack of purpose. There's a lack of judgment in the world today. But when Jesus Christ comes again and establishes his kingdom on earth, it will be peaceful and purposeful. I would encourage you to take some time perhaps today to read from Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2 through 9 to see in that passage just exactly what the rule and the reign of the Lord Jesus Christ will be like when he is on the earth. But you see, the birth of Jesus Christ is that which we celebrate this time of the year. But as I said a moment ago, it didn't just happen. The exact time of the birth of Christ was planned by Father God, and it was fulfilled according to the scripture. So throughout this Christmas season, let's not just get caught up in the festivities of the year, the festivities of the season, this time of the year, but let's remember that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. He is the definition of Christmas. Let's exalt him. Let's praise him. Let's share his greatness with others. And let's worship him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. Well, thank you for joining me today. Go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my friends.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.